I don't know what made me buy a Woody Herman album at age 12. Maybe it was because the name sounded fun, like Woody Allen or Woody Woodpecker. Maybe it was because the record cost only a dollar in the bargain bin. But no matter why I bought Woody Herman's greatest hits, it's one of the luckiest things I ever did. That album of big band jazz was like a ticket to another world. Woody Herman was a Milwaukee native. He got his love of show business from his father, working as a vaudeville singer while still a child. At 15, he started playing the saxophone professionally and later switched to clarinet. He formed his own bluesy orchestra in the 1930s and led various incarnations until his death in 1987. I hope Milwaukee makes a big deal about Woody's centennial, but that's probably unlikely. He isn't much on people's minds anymore, and neither is big band jazz. If modern-day Milwaukeeans heard Woody Herman's greatest hits, though, I bet they'd sit up and take notice. Maybe even plan a parade in Woody's honor. Start with his theme song, Blue Flame. This is the signal that you're entering an alternate universe. The mood is hushed and ominous. When Woody snakes up a blues scale on his clarinet, a corresponding chill runs up your spine. Woody excelled at such atmospheric music, but he really specialized in the raucous and the irreverent. That's obvious even in his band's name, the Thundering Herd. They charged through their arrangements with a madcap energy that prefigured rock and roll. My favorite example is Caledonia, a mock tribute to an oddly named lover. Woody himself sings the nonsense lyrics, punctuated by screams from the Thundering Herd.
Walk with baby, she's big feet, she's long, lean, lank, had nothing to eat, but she's my baby lover just the same. Crazy about that woman, cause Caledonia's her name.
Caledonia, Caledonia, what makes your big head so hard?
Just when you think you're listening to a novelty number, the trumpet section tosses off a breathtaking unison passage to remind you that this is, in fact, a jazz band extraordinaire. It's not easy for a song to sound hip almost 70 years after it was recorded. Caledonia does, and so do many other Woody Herman classics. Critics don't put his big band in the same league as Duke Ellington's or Count Basie's, but what about Northwest Passage, one of the most thrilling jazz performances ever recorded? Woody Herman's Blue Flame still generates heat. To me, Wisconsin is that much cooler because he's our native son. Milwaukee? Isn't that worth a parade in his honor?